Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wish I had an easy answer. I wish I had some sort of facile way of thinking everything's okay, but it's very much not. This is very much not okay.
No. And the recorder tells the tale, does it not? People were requesting it yesterday on Twitter as we were all watching the game together, and I was thinking, do we even deserve that? Because that was awful. 21 points by the end of the quarter. You know, the Bears have only scored more than 21 points once this season.
They haven't had a 200-yard passing game.
It's your mission statement, the thing that you are defining your organization by, is failing. And I know you and I discussed this earlier. Mullenhaw touched on it. But that shot, the several shots of the cutaways of Justin Fields sitting by himself after a series that had not gone well, resulting in whatever you want to say at the time, whether it was a turnover, a punt, a fumble, interception of some sort. I did not like seeing it. And I know you said, be careful about the cutaways. Be careful about what you're seeing.
Well, I didn't mean it as a warning to you. I just said that I have learned to be.
I know. And that's part of the frustrating part about not being in a press box, for example, because you can get your binoculars out and you can see whether or not somebody's being talked to in reasonable time sitting on the bench. But don't you want to see someone attempting to help him?
Yes. And trying to turn a negative into a positive and doing the hard work that takes.
The lack of in-game adjustments is nothing new to this team. And not seeing anybody talk to Justin Fields when he's by himself sitting on the bench doesn't give me an indication that that changes.
No, I hope that there is a reasonable explanation. Let's say we did go over and talk to him. The camera just caught. We were in between. We talked to him, or we were bringing the laptop over, bringing the tablet over at that point. There have been in the past some explanations for that. But the fact is, when you're the director, you know this, you're a TV person, when you are sitting in the truck and that shot is there, the longer it's there unimpeded, you're going to go back to that well, because that helps tell your story. You know, you're going to find that, and it's not the director's job at that point to necessarily go looking for context. It's his job to get the close-up of one of the most important people on the field looking like he's looking. So I'm not accusing this CBS truck of doing anything nefarious, but you're right. When it comes down to it, that's not the look you want from the most important person on the Bears.
But here's the difference, is that also we didn't get a cutaway of Matt Nagy talking to his rookie quarterback, which is something that you would expect if you were directing a game like that. This is the A team. They're going to tell you the truth about what they're seeing in pictures. That I know. But we didn't see any of that. And what cutaways have we seen on the sideline recently this season? We've seen stuff like, for example, Nick Foles and Andy Dalton talking to each other, and we can make out the words, the offense isn't working. Have we seen anything to dissuade us from that? Have we seen anything to prove it wrong that Justin Fields is by himself in a way on the field?
we're those of us who care more about his development than anything else had a bad day yesterday. Had a bad day. It was a bad day for him. It was a bad day for those of us who remain hopeful for him, because he was bad and he didn't get any help. And it didn't seem to matter to anybody that this was all going on.
That's it. To me, you have this rookie quarterback. He's facing the Super Bowl champions. They have the biggest, baddest roster in the league. And aside from the problems with the line, where is the other protection?
Not you mean as far as chipping help, or do you mean
during a game, where's the coaching? Where are people talking to him? Who's sitting there with a playbook? Like that sat with me. And we're not getting the whole picture, but I sure hope he is.
Well, he didn't sound like it, did he? Yeah, that's the thing. When he said, "I don't know, I've never been through this," it didn't sound like there was any proactive coaching of him to say, this is what we do to turn a negative into a positive. This is what we internalize. This is what we compartmentalize. This is, you know, Nagy speak usually is, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. Well, at some point, if no one's blocking for you and you find yourself making the same mistake over and over again, because your clock is sped up, because everything that's being forced down your throat, you're having to learn not in real time, but in triple time. Because everything is sped up because you can't block anybody. Can't be easy. It can't be easy right now. And they're going to go back to Hallis Hall. They're going to say all their things. And they're going to watch all their film. And they're going to say they're going to try to find the whys. And I wish my level of trust in this regime were a fraction of what it was even a year, 2 years ago. Because it's just not.
And to me, when we're talking about the same thing with two remarkably different quarterbacks in Trubisky and Justin Fields, about how both rookie quarterbacks on the Bears are having trouble reading a field, and then you hear Justin Fields talk about where his design reads are supposed to go, I have issue with all of that. I know
you should.
We're going to get into later.
You should. And I know we have Kevin Fishman coming up, but let me point this out as well. Let me point out a discrepancy that I think hits at what was bothersome about those pictures of Justin Fields alone on the sideline in his thoughts. And that is everything we've heard about collaboration and togetherness. Oh, this brought us together. We're so close. We collaborate. I trust these guys. What was jarring was those images were not that. If you're going to be that team, if you're going to be the pick each other up and always be there, and then we need to see it. And I don't want to go too far down this little narrative road, because there may be an explanation for it. But I think that, to me, is the discrepancy. That's where we've got the disconnect between we always got somebody's back. We're so close. We're such a family. We're collaborative, collaborative, collaborative. Well, where the hell was it right there? I didn't see it. And I want to be fair about it, but that doesn't add up.
And are you making the same mistakes twice with development?
Maybe more than twice.
Just curious.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.